Tonight I wanted to share on a topic I've entitled No Expiration Date. When was the last time you checked the expiration date on something? I think we were looking for one yesterday, or going through the refrigerator and checking out food that was in there. Sometimes you got to get a magnifying glass these days to see it or look so hard. But a common phrase we often hear is it fresh, or how fresh is it? When I was living in San Diego, I remember a local fish company that made deliveries to restaurants. And on the side of their truck, they have a slogan that says, "Last night, our fish slept in the ocean." Well, how fresh is that? You know, an expiration date is something you're probably all familiar with. It's a date that's imprinted on packaged goods, generally, that indicates that either the date the product should be sold by or when it should be consumed. Sometimes we see the date and disregard it for whatever reasons, but most of the time we pay attention to the expiration, especially food. I suppose the tendency towards spoiling and or the risk of illness are at least two of the factors which probably prompted the origination of an expiration date. Those are just my opinions and theories, but it makes sense. Well, how about our spiritual pantry? How about our spiritual refrigerator? When we open up that, guess what? No expiration dates on anything. All of the items have been purchased for us free of charge by God, expressed through the loving obedience and act of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that price that was paid is good for eternity. Now we can eat and drink freely without concern, without doubt, without fear, because everything has been stamped with God's approval stamp. It says, eternally saved and sealed. And so, my people, we have found ourselves in the right place at the right time with a feast that is set before us. And we have already been given a seat at the table.
The verdict was guilty. Case closed. The end. No chance for me to ever leave this prison of my sin. Now I know it might sound crazy, but one day a key unlocked that cell. I heard a small voice say your debt's been paid by somebody else. And now I'm walking, walking. Ain't nothing perfect. I still stumble every single day. I still get knocked down, but the difference now is that's not where I stay. 'Cause I got a savior who knows every. Look up and see your victory is just up ahead. 'Cause there is a Savior who knows everywhere you've been, and he's telling you that you never have to go back there again. So if you know that you never have to go back there again, then sing, I'm walking.
Yeah, amen. Walking free. Free, 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 free. Hey, you know what? When we open our spiritual pantry or refrigerator, no expiration dates or anything, right? Mercy came a-running. I'm walking free. These items we've now received spiritually, they've been purchased for us free of charge by God, expressed through the price that was paid by His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. It's an eternal expiration date. There is no expiration date. And so we can live our lives. We can live victoriously. We can think our own thoughts with no doubt, no fear, because everything has been hand-stamped, you know, I guess with the raised seal. If you get a copy or birth certificate, they say, got to have the seal on it. Well, you know what? We got the seal. We got a God's approval, and it's twofold. We're eternally saved. Yes, you cannot lose your salvation, and we've been sealed. So, guys, guess what? We've been found at the right place, at the right time. The feast is set before us, and we've already been given a seat at the table. Amen? Let's look at Ephesians chapter 2, starting in verse 4. Ultra famous verses. But man, love to keep hearing these over and over and over again. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4. But God, say it with me. I can hear you out there in telephone land. But God, who is rich in mercy. That's not receiving what we did deserve. He's rich in that. For His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, in the sin nature, He has quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are what? Saved. By grace. Oh my gosh, so wonderful. And He raised us up together, made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved. Boy, here we say it over and over again. Grace. Grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast, for we are His workmanship. We are His creation. We are, that word is poema. We get our English word poem from that. We are God's masterpiece. We are His display. We're created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. And I also wanted to take a quick look in Ephesians chapter 1, back one chapter, because I said that God's stamp of approval is eternally saved and then sealed. And this verse in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13, I love this, in whom you also trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest or the down payment of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory. And maybe for further enlightenment, you can read that in other translations and different things. But basically, the bottom line is God's given us the Spirit. And that is a token, a down payment of what is to come at a future point in time when, yeah, the trumpet sounds. But it won't be on the day of trumpets. It'll be on the day that Christ returns. Now, maybe that somehow they'll be closely associated. That's up to you guys to figure it out or whomever. But it's a down payment. We've got it. We're sealed with the Spirit. Okay, so now we have salvation. We've been sealed with the Spirit of God. And so the question then comes up, now what? We're made whole. We have been sealed with the Holy Spirit, so we can now experience the goodness of God, right? How do we live that out in a practical sense, a day by day? Well, many of you have been doing it for years and years and years. But we recognize those new opportunities to be able to walk in a new way, a fresh way. and one that does not rely on our strength. And by the way, the old man, he expired the day we got born again, okay? Hallelujah, praise the Lord, glory, hallelujah. The old man is dead, gone, expired. He has come and gone. Now it's new. Now it's fresh. Now it's a new way. How and what's the evidence of that? Well, we know one evidence of it is speaking in tongues. And as part of that package, we got 9 manifestations, not just speaking in tongues. And these manifestations, these evidences of the Spirit, they can be used in today's time to help, to heal, to bring, let's say, heaven to earth, until that time that Jesus returns to gather the church. So there's 9 manifestations or evidences of the Spirit. And they're listed, of course, as you know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and they don't expire. They only cease to exist or be necessary when the Lord returns. But until then, we have these, and here they are. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge, faith, gifts of healing, workings of miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, various kinds of tongues, and the interpretation of tongues. These 9 manifestations of the gift, which is the gift from the giver, the Holy Spirit, they're given to each and every believer at the time that they are born again. And you know what? Many of us have become very adept at some, and then maybe not so much at others. So my encouragement and exhortation tonight is that as we continue in our spiritual walk and development, maturity, and journey, that we recognize there's still so much to learn and there's still so much to grow in. But in the process, remember, we have God's stamp of approval. So I urge you to quest not into only a greater knowledge of the 9, but also in their application. Because these are spiritual realities and tools we can utilize until the Lord returns to help others and love others with God's guidance. Isn't that cool? Isn't that great that it's not on us to figure everything out? God can keep it fresh for us. His life stamp never expires. We have his stamp of approval. We are his sons and daughters of God, and we, you and I, are his chosen gems. I'd like to read the lyrics from a song from years gone by, but it's a sweet little song, and it goes like this. We are all members in the body of Christ, sons of God by birthright. We are chosen gems, polished by God and his word. We are beautiful in God's sight. Father, you're so good to us. We stand in awe of the things that you have so freely given to us. And teach us, Father, to understand and apply these great evidences of the Spirit, to understand more about word of knowledge, word of wisdom. Father, and if we don't, that we find resources that will teach us and help us and guide us and lead us so that we become proficient, not just in the worship manifestations, which I'm so blessed and thankful for, but to really walk in the power, Father. We need these other 7 or 8 manifestations. And so work with us so that we understand the spiritual empowerments that we have and we recognize when you're speaking to us and understand how to live a life that's supernatural, that we're living in the realm of the miraculous. So, Father, thank you for your stamp of approval. We know nothing you give has an expiration date, so we can freely enjoy, and there will become a time of rejoicing when the trumpet will sound, and Christ shall gather the church. But until then, maybe we go on our way rejoicing, Father, and seek your face, draw close to you, because it's the greatest relationship we've ever been in, and you're the one who called us to it. So we thank you for the blessing of being together tonight as a fellowship group, and that this is a living word, Father. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.